The U.S.-led war on Iraq began a week ago tonight with a strike on a Baghdad bunker where Saddam Hussein was thought to be sleeping. The ground war came a day after, and later the U.S. moved within 60 miles of Baghdad. Then progress slowed. A long-awaited air campaign against key targets in Baghdad did not prompt the regime leadership to surrender, as some officials predicted it would. Pentagon officials are having to explain why it hasn't won the war yet. NPR's Tom Jaltam reports.
President Bush spent months explaining to the American people why a war against Iraq might be needed. It would be an operation to remove a regime that rules through terror. Such regimes seem fierce, but command little loyalty below the surface, so overthrowing them is not necessarily all that difficult. But that argument may have left some Americans thinking an Iraq war might be short. On NBC's Meet the Press, 3 days before the war began, host Tim Russert asked Vice President Dick Cheney what would happen if U.S. forces were treated as conquerors, not liberators, and if Iraqis resisted. Are the American people prepared for a long and bloody battle? Russert asked Cheney.
I don't think it's likely to unfold that way, Tim, because I really do believe we will be greeted as liberators. Now, if we get into a significant battle in Baghdad, I think it would be under circumstances in which the security forces around Saddam Hussein might, in fact, try to put up such a struggle. I think the regular army will not. My guess is even significant elements of the Republican Guard are likely as well to want to avoid conflict with U.S. forces and are likely to step aside.
About 3,000 Iraqi forces have, in fact, surrendered. Others have stepped aside. But others have fought hard. Apparently no Republican Guard units have given up yet, and there has been scant sign of Iraqis welcoming U.S. troops. U.S. officials say Saddam is gradually losing control of his country, but his regime has by no means collapsed. At the Pentagon yesterday, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld dodged a question about Cheney's prediction, saying only that neither he nor the Joint Chiefs Chairman, General Richard Myers, said anything that would have given Americans the idea this war would not last long.
I certainly did not. General Myers certainly did not. Is it possible that someone might have said something that led some person to believe that? I suppose so. But why would we have put in train the hundreds of thousands of people to go do this task if we thought it was going to be over in 5 minutes?
General Myers found himself in the hot seat as well yesterday. Earlier this month, he told reporters that if there was to be a war in Iraq, quote, "what you'd like to do is have it be a short conflict. The best way to do that," Myers said, "would be to have such a shock on the system that the Iraqi regime would have to assume early on the end was inevitable." Asked yesterday whether he thinks the Iraqi regime has been shocked, Myers said it depends on how you look at it.
If I were in Baghdad and I was looking south and I saw a U.S. Army division that is on the outskirts of Baghdad, I think there would, you know, I don't know if that would be shock, but I'd certainly be a little concerned.
At the least, this is a different view of how the war would unfold. The regime was not supposed to be shaken by the prospect of a U.S. Army ground invasion, but by a fierce bombing campaign. That phase of the war is mostly over. It did not produce a short conflict, as General Myers and others hoped it would, and U.S. officials are now warning this war could, in fact, stretch on for some time. Tom Jaltam, NPR News, The Pentagon.